Blog Talk Radio.
Praying for you, and I want to let you know that all is well.
I got some prayer warriors on the case. We're going to change some things. Anytime witchcraft pop up, evil pop up, God got somebody can pray that evil cancel. The devil said you got a cataract. The devil will say you got dementia. That's the work of the devil. But by his stripes, we are healed. Glory. And I want to tell you, the spirit of the ancestors is working. Don't forget, 7 days a week, right here, Block Talk Radio. On Monday night, it's Dr. Martin Luther King. On Tuesday night, crossing over with our ancestor, Shea Shea. And on Wednesday, Bible class and divine healing, divine peace, with divine tax down in Atlanta, Hudson Joe. Then on Friday, it's the Trillium Flow. Let me say it again, the Trillium Flow. It's time for you to start your business. The devil trying to stop you from your finance. When you work hard and God give you a blessing, the devil come to steal and take it. Yeah, he'll take it. They'll say, well, mama, you go old. I'm going to put you in the old folks home, dad. You too old to put you in the senior citizen home just to get the money, what young folks do. But I'm saying when God give you a mission, you got to stay on the place. Thank you, man. Mary Hawkins, God bless you. Mary, I want Mary to read, and I want you to get ready, get your cup of coffee, sit and relax, and let the spirit move on you. And I'm saying 2022 is a year of blessings. We've been prophesying. I want to thank you, Sister Regina. God bless you tonight for your reading, and Sister Regina. I want you to put really Sister Jackie on the prayer list, Mother Mary Hawkins on the prayer list, and also put Mother Pearl William on the prayer list, Mother Francis on the prayer list out of New Orleans, Pastor Rosa Everett on the prayer list from Monroe, thank you, and Chief Izzy called me and I told him about Jackie, and Chief Izzy said put it the prayer list, he's been having a problem with his body. And he told me to tell Jackie, he's going to go to the spirit realm and turn some things around. And when Chief is going to run, sometimes people die and they don't even to other people. They go, they die, graveyard die. I don't care if it's your son, your mother, your mom. When they begin to do evil to another people, God, they die. The spirit is real. You can't find people that are spiritual. You know, Jackie went up to South Dakota with us, and we had prayer in South Dakota a couple of years ago. And, you know, the devil trying to attack us. But devil, you're a liar, and you ain't going to tear. I don't care who it is. When we send the angels at you, Michael Rapper, when things go, tell them the lady down in Arkansas, her son was trying to take her money. You know, he had a football accident. He killed him. And she found out that died, he had turned the whole house over in his name. And the lawyer said, mother, he was going to take this. But God took him. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. If your children is wrong, it's not good to mess with the anointed woman and man of God. I tell them all the time, it's better to go your way. You know, some of them feel like, well, that's mama, I'm going to take what she got. That's dad, I'm going to take what she got. And that's what happened. Y'all hear me? This husband had went and put the woman's name and changed the house over to her because they had the same name. But when they investigated, they found out that it was rich. You know what the lady did? The lady went to sleep in her car. The real wife went to praying. She called up heaven. When you can call up heaven, I say, things happen. When you begin to fast and meditate and started talking to God, the devil going to run. You know, when you go into a room, you cut the lights on, ropes and everything run the same when you start to put God. Bishop C.H. Mason told me this a long time ago. He said, Bishop, you pray. When you pray for them enemies, they leave. And I'm going to tell you tonight that the devil been trying to take you, Mary Hawkins, and Pearl is trying to attack you, but Pearl, you're strong enough mother with you, your ancestor, I should say. Now, we're going to get ready to have some, we're going to have some good service tonight, because this is Black History Month, and I want you, I want 2022 be financial. I want you to get a house debt free. You ain't got no house, get a house. I'm praying tonight for you and you, every letter, every telephone call, every letter. Go to my website, that's thuscedarabrahamyost.com, my homepage. If you got a need to see, whatever you see, you know, I want to thank Jackie, because Jackie worked with us for a long time. She got tricked by the devil. But I'm going to tell you, Jackie, the devil is sick now. The devil all messed up. You know who I'm talking about. Try to take you for a ride, but God don't turn it around. Said, if I'm going to plead my cause, oh Lord, them strike against me, fight me. When God fights your battle, Mary, fight it. Exodus 14:14 is a step back. Glory, hallelujah. Let God handle it. You can't do it. But once you tell God to handle it, something a little bit, whatever God do, I'm satisfied. If God took you out and you in the cemetery, I'm all right with that. Because God, vengeance is mine, said the Lord. And it said, touch not my anointed one and do my prophet no harm. You are an anointed woman. You are an anointed man. But you got to know that. The devil told you you ain't nobody. The devil said you sick. The devil said you got cancer. You got high blood. You ain't going to make it. I'm the devil said. But I heard the word say, wake up and know God is with you. Huh? In the Bible, I was reading this, Mary, and I want to teach y'all too. Special miracle was taught by the hand of Paul. Acts, I want to read that for you because some of you need to put this in your Bible and read it tonight because the devil will count you out. Okay? Acts 19, verse 11 and 12. Special miracle was brought by the hand of Paul. And he brought Hinton and April. And the evil diseases left them. So your sickness is evil. You got people around you saying, you ain't going to get well, Mary. You ain't, Gene, you're going to get well. John, you ain't going to get well. Get away from them devils. Because they putting down. Get away from people that talking down to you. Well, Daddy, I got to put you in the oval because you peeing yourself now. Mama, I got to put you in the oval because you got picture. You're alive. You ain't got nothing but the anointing of the Holy Ghost. No, God going to take care. See, it's a touch my anointing to do my prophet. When people come up on you evil, they die. And you don't rescue them. Go ahead. You back up. I can go. You got to seek God for yourself. You got to repent and seek God for yourself. Glory to you. Now, Mary Hawkins, God bless you tonight. I'm excited about the reading tonight because I talked to mother. Your mother said, yeah, get us something to do, Bishop. Something to do, and you tell my oldest daughter I want her to pray because she needs to read and she needs to pray. And Mary needs, and Bertha say, you know, and I, you know, I talk to Bertha all the time, Mary, and I talk to Ann all the time. And I talk to a lot of spirits all the time, and the spirit come to me in the studio, told me some Bishop help Jackie because they're trying to get Jackie out, and the reason Jackie don't know it. It's her close children trying to take her out. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. You got sometimes your kids will take you out. Your best friend, your husband, will take you, your wife will take you out. You got to get God for yourself. He talked about the $1 trillion. $1 trillion. If you got that $1 trillion, let me see. Hold on. Okay. Peace and love. Mary Hawkins, you up? Mary, is you on?
Yes.
Mary, did you get your $1 trillion?
Yes.
You got it through the mail. But I want to tell you, since you got it, this is the money night. It's 4-7 on. I want you to work with that. And I want you to work with all of every one of them numbers of the scripture. You work with it. On the back. The richest man in the world, Lamusa, look up Master Musa. Let me spell it to you. M-A-S-T-E-R. M-U-S-A. He's the richest black man in the world. Come on, in the world. Okay. So once you hooked up with that spirit, it's going to give you a blessing. Mary, I caught Bertha, and Bertha laughed. And I'm sitting in the studio. I was laughing. This is, don't be so hard on her. You know, you've been hard on her this week. But let her do something on the show. So I want you to read that scripture for me. You read in Matthew 6:30. When you read in Matthew, St. Matthew 6:33. Now, the reason I'm reading that, whatever you need, God got what you need. As Mary read that, it's going to help her. It's going to help you that listening. It's going to help me and everybody in tune. If you're in Africa, Egypt, see, this broadcast, get out in Germany, Egypt, all over the world. This is Blog Talk Radio. You get out everywhere. His people going to listen to you. Don't even know you. His people going to listen to you. Ain't saved. Word that you said might save people. Glory, hallelujah. And I want to tell you that tonight, that this tonight is the $1 trillion flow night. This is the night you have a debt-free home, and the money that's been owed to you, God gonna give it to you. I'm gonna tell you tonight, tonight is the $1 trillion flow. Start your business debt-free, and I want you to start your business. You know, one lady told me today, kitchen, cooking cookies, and she had a son selling reapers out on the street. She got him, daughter, selling cookies. Her daughter was going to Jackson State. Her daughter started getting the order. Now she done bought a new house. Now she hadn't been to school. Now she done got her GED, and she got a good business selling cookies and cakes. Now she got an education last. Now she got her diploma. One thing, all you got to do, put God in front, and God will do what he's supposed to do, okay? Put God in head, and God will open the door, okay? I just want you to get ready. Okay, I see you back up, Mary. I see where you at. Okay. Okay, now, Mary, you can read that scripture. I think she up. I see her, Mary. Yeah, just talk loud. We hear you.
Oh, hold on. See, the devil is busy because he made me lose patience that quick. Okay, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Matthew 6:33.
Yes, that's what I read, Matthew 6:33.
Thank you for that. Now, what she read, Matthew 6:33, you can read it for yourself. Matthew 6:33. The righteousness of God. When you seek God, what that means, talk about that, what that means, that you got to be sold out for God. Ain't worried about what you did yesterday, what you're doing today. Talk about what you did 2 years ago. I don't care if you've been to jail, wherever you've been, but you stepped out. I got God on my side. Then Michael, Raphael, and all the archangels are going to move. And then people doing evil to you, they're going to run them away. Revelation chapter 12, Jackie. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. Michael and his angels fought the devil and evil spirit. So you got to stay focused. Pearl, here's where Pearl at. Okay, Pearl supposed to pray for me tonight. Bertha said, she can pray, Bishop. She can testify. I pray. Pearl, is you on?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Pearl, I want to say before you do anything, I want to tell you, God has blessed you, woman. You're a blessed woman. And I'm going to start to call you Mother Pearl. The Spirit told me, you just ain't know anybody. You Mother Pearl for what you have did. And you know what I want you to do? I want you to, when you go downtown, maybe get married, I want you to get some pearls to wear around your neck. They might cost a little something. Ain't nothing too good what God going to do for you. God have moved the stigma from you. Let me tell you, your body going to be totally healed from head to toe. Now, what I'm talking about, I'll be in Detroit April, I might come March. The spirit I was baiting. But when I started my service in Detroit, Jackie used to come to Detroit with me, and Jackie went over to Canada, and she had to call to Chicago and tell the people, I'm Jackie, I work for the Chicago Police Department, let me back. And she can tell you about that. But I just want to remind her that, Jackie, you got to get back on the case. And Mother Pearl, I want to tell you, God have already gave you something that lost women ain't got. You got the gift of sin and all the spirit world. All that the devil stole, God can restore. And I want them that listen to tonight, if you in Mississippi, Arkansas, Chicago, Detroit, California, the lady that lost her son, the police come in there and killed her son with a no-knock warrant. I'm praying for that mother and that family. I'm praying for all this evil that Dr. King talked about. This is Black History Month. And this is how we're going to get out of Black History. This is how we're going to get out of it. Prayer. Now, a lady told me this morning, and I got the quote when she said, the young blacks, this is what they're doing. They stealing and killing. Black on black. So how you going to stop it? Prayer is going to stop it. Police can't stop it. The army can't stop it. Prayer can't stop it. And I just want to say that. Prayer will stop it. Pearl, you can go ahead on and pray and testify. Go ahead on. Mother Pearl. Go ahead on, Mother Pearl.
Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for everything you've done for me. Lord, you know what I have been through and what I'm going through. And have mercy upon me and my family. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lost my husband, but he is in a better place. And Father, you know all about me. There have been times I want to give up. But you see fit for me to still be here. I done been through a lot. I done had cancer twice. And Father, you still got me here. And I ain't here just for to be here. I'm for a reason. Lord, please have mercy upon me. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. I want to thank Mother Pearl. Mother Pearl just lost her husband. 40 years, she just lost her husband. But she already know he's in a better place. And his weakness make her strong. And I want to tell you, Ashay, on Tuesday night, I'm going to cross over, Mother Pearl. I'm going to talk to your husband. And I'm going to talk to your, I'm going to also talk to your mother, see what she's saying. And I want to talk to Linda, talk to Fair. Yeah, I'm going to talk to all of them. So, Mary, you have your pencil and paper. Take down. And she got some numbers for you, Mary. So we're going to have a good time on Tuesday night. That's crossing over Tuesday night, crossing over night. That's right. That's what we're going to do. I want to say God bless you. I want you to get ready, wherever you might be. If you got a need, you plan to see and have a ministry. I want you to let you know. God, I'm praying for everyone that's on the air, those that go download, those that are disgusted, those that are looking for jobs, those that need a new career. God going to give you a new career. God going to open up a door that's been closed. I'm praying for you, Mother Duke. I'm praying for you down in Arkansas. I'm praying for you, Sister Trina, there in Las Vegas. I'm praying for you right now, Mary Scott in Chicago. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you, Dr. Gibson in Las Vegas. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you, Pat, right there in Dallas, Texas. There's so many people call from all over, and I want to get a word in, the trillion flow. When I talk about the trillion flow, I'm talking about debt-free, somebody able to get your money, able to start your business, where you can help somebody else. I say, I've answered. I just feel the anointing of God working. Even this COVID thing, God is setting things in place. He's waking us up. You know, he's letting us know that he's in charge. And let me tell you something. You can't go nowhere. They were hollering, how many the press, how many people did COVID kill? The COVID ain't killed more people than drug addiction. These people on the, on them different drugs, where the COVID killed 9,000, the drugs can kill 20,000 all over America. Where the drug come from? The pharmaceuticals. Letting these drugs out, and they know these drugs is addicted, and they've been suicide. They're killing themselves. See, but God, glory, hallelujah. I told you, I want all of you to read this. Exodus, I'm going to get Exodus 14:14. Step back, glory, hallelujah, and let God handle your business. But he ain't going to handle it that you're asking. He's a vengeance in mind. And let me tell you something. And them that trying to do you evil, they ain't going to last. I don't care who they is. They're going to fall. Okay? And when they fall, I don't know how far they're going to fall. Because what they sending to you, God going to turn it around and send it to them. Okay? Them that lying on you, God going to get them. But you got to walk by faith and know that God can do anything, but there is no failure in God. I want you to get ready. And I want to thank you, Mary, for your reading. It was nice. And Mother Pearl, I enjoyed your prayer. Just the wisdom that you done went through. You know, you raised all your sisters and brothers. Your mother left that charge with you, said, Pearl, take care of all of them. And you did the best you can do. Amen. You don't have to feel sorry. You did what God told you to do. And God brought us together tonight, the tree and flow, to talk about what God has did. And I want to say this tonight. I want you to get ready for a change. For a change that's going to happen. And this change is going to happen quick, fast, and in a hurry. Somebody said, bitch, how long is it going to take? It ain't going to take long. It's going to take long for God to bless you. See? You got to get ready for God to do something special. Somebody said, how long is it going to take? It's not going to take long at all because God knows your heart. And I'm praying tonight, glory, hallelujah. I just feel this Friday is a special night. And I feel that one more time he brought us together. And he brought us together in order to share. He brought us together in order to, well, we might be able to heal somebody need healing. He brought us together where we can break up the evil that's going on across the land. That's what God doing. And some people don't know that God brought us one more time. I want to say that. The Mississippi Massacre sang this song, One More Time, God Brought Us Together. I just want to pray a little of that. Because wherever you at tonight, I'm praying that the young men in prison, political prison, come out. I'm praying for those who got cancer, cataract, tumors. I decree, I get revelation out your healing. Somebody getting healing in their throat. Somebody getting healing in their head. Somebody around their knees and ankles. I just feel the great anointing tonight. I feel the God, I say, I'm coming to heal you. One more time. Just ask him. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Let's get ready. The God of the universe. The God of the wind. The God of the water. You've got to establish. I'm a God. And I sat in the company of God. If you sat in the company of God, whatever you said gonna come true. If you're a woman, you're a goddess. If you're a man, you're God. Don't forget, we are loud of. I'm praying for those that lost loved ones that most are on earth that heaven cannot heal tonight. I'm praying for you that called me from Jamaica, young lady that called me from Kenya. I'm praying for you. Kent, I'm praying for you right now. Jerry, I'm praying for you tonight. I want to tell you tonight, all is well. Mm. Glory, hallelujah. God put you in that condition where you come out, where you can have a testimony. Cobra ain't going to get you. Don't let fear get you. It said, this is what it said. God have gave us, does not give us the spirit of fear, the spirit of long suffering and joy. God allowed us to see the fall, the wall that's going to go on with Russia, the wall that's going on across this country, the people that are rebelling from God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Let go, man, and let God. Walk in your God ship. Walk in the ship. Said Lillian, that's the Mississippi Mass Choir. I'm glad this Friday to be with you. Y'all talking about the Super Bowl. I'm talking about the Super Jesus. I'm talking about the Super Ancestor that came here. I want to say this here. No. This is what I want to say. Our ancestors came and changed in America. Your grandmother, my grandmother. And we didn't get reparation. Everybody else came over. They didn't come and change. They came because they wanted to come. Hitler killed 6 million Jews because he was evil and racist. He created a law to kill the Jews. But if over 100 million blacks have been harmed right here in America, harmed, raped, burnt, in every city in America, racism is deep. Tonight, I want to tell you, I want to get, I got to ask her that she get her $1 million. I got Dr. King $1 million business, and it said $1 million for business and for success. And I want you to get that trillion flow. Lisa and Joe, God bless you. Y'all got y'all money. Thank God for that. All is well. I see a new business for you, Joe. Lisa, I see a business for you. Pat, I see a business for you. I just want you to get ready with the trillion flow tonight. I want to hear from Dr. Martin Luther King. And since it's been Black History, talk about racism is strong. Racism is the most stronger now than it was back in Dr. King, baby. I just want to say that. Racism is more strong. I want you to know that. It's more going on in the racial thing now than everywhere. Lots going on in the racial thing. So I want you to understand that. And when Dr. King was talking about the other America, to America, he's talking about. There's so much was going on. But I want to thank each and every one tonight that came and talked. God is good. And God have never left us by ourselves. God have always been there. And God have always brought us out, for God to bring us out to the next level. I just feel a great anointing, and I just feel a breakthrough that God gonna do for some of us. So I just want to say it to you tonight. God is able to do anything but fail. Don't fail you. In God tonight. That's failure in man, but that ain't no failure in God. Y'all is what I'm saying. You got to let go and let God. Sometimes you don't know how, where it's coming from. God is still doing the right thing. He's saying the right thing. and open up doors for you. So get ready and let God in where he might break the yoke for you. You know, that we got to understand the balance, you got to get ready and to claim what God going to do for me and you. Sometimes you might not understand what God got for us.
Okay.
Of a nation, but I was talking about the other America. This is Dr. King. For Black History Week, we're featuring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Now, you can call me. Let me get this number where you can call. Maybe you got something you want to say private. That's 708-582-0372. Or you can go to the station like you just called in, 515-605-9890. Blog Talk Radio. We're on 7 days a week. We'll be on tomorrow, Saturday for healing, Sunday from 11 to 12.
Thank you. Today we are struggling for something which says we demand genuine equality. Not merely a struggle against extremist behavior toward Negroes. And I'm convinced that many of the white people who supported us in the struggle in the South are not willing to go all the way now. I came to see this in a very difficult and painful way in Chicago over the last year where I've lived and worked. Some of the people who came quickly to march with us in Selma and Birmingham were active around Chicago. And I came to see that so many people who supported morally and even financially what we were doing in Birmingham and Selma were really outraged against the extremist behavior of Bull Connor and Jim Clark toward Negroes rather than believing in genuine equality for Negroes. And I think this is what we've got to see now, and this is what makes the struggle much more difficult. So as a result of all of this, we see many problems existing today that are growing more difficult. It's something that is often overlooked, that Negroes generally live in worse slums today than 20 or 25 years ago. In the North, schools are more segregated today than they were in 1954 when the Supreme Court's decision on desegregation was rendered. Economically, the Negro is worse off today than he was 15 and 20 years ago. So the unemployment rate among whites at one time was about the same as unemployment rate among Negroes. But today the unemployment rate among Negroes is twice that of whites. And the average income of the Negro is today 50% less than white. As we look at these problems, we see them growing and developing every day. We see the fact that the Negro economically is facing a depression in his everyday life that is more staggering than the depression of the 30s. The unemployment rate, the nation as a whole, is about 4%. Statistics would say from the Labor Department that among Negroes it's about 8.4%. But these are the persons who are in the labor market, who still go to employment agencies to seek jobs until they can be calculated. The statistics can be gotten because they are still somehow in the labor market. But there are hundreds of thousands of Negroes who have given up. They've lost hope. They've come to feel that life is a long and desolate corridor for them with no exit sign. So they no longer go to look for a job. There are those who would estimate that these persons who are called the discouraged persons, be 6 or 7% in the Negro community. That means that unemployment among Negroes may well be 16%. Among Negro youth in some of our large urban areas, it goes to 30% and 40%. So you can see what I mean when I say that in the Negro community, that is a major, tragic, and staggering depression that we face in our everyday lives. Now, the other thing that we've got to come to see now that many of us didn't see too well during the last 10 years, that is that racism is still alive in American society and much more widespread than we realize. We must see racism for what it is. It is the myth of the superior and the inferior race. It is the false and tragic notion that one particular group, one particular race is responsible for all of the progress, all of the insight, and the total flow of history. And the theory that another group or another race is totally depraved, innately impure, and innately inferior. In the final analysis, racism is evil because its ultimate logic is genocide. Hitler was a sick and tragic man who carried racism to its logical conclusion. He ended up leading a nation to the point of killing about 6 million Jews. This is the tragedy of racism because its ultimate logic is genocide. One says that I am not good enough to live next door to him. One says that I am not good enough to eat at a lunch counter, or to have a good, decent job, or to go to school with him, merely because of my race. He is saying consciously or unconsciously that I do not deserve to exist. Use the philosophical analogy here. Racism is not based on some empirical generalization. It is based rather on an ontological affirmation. It is not the assertion that certain people are behind culturally or otherwise because of environmental conditions. It is the affirmation that the very being of a people is inferior. This is the great tragedy of it. I said that however unpleasant it is, we must honestly see and admit that racism is still deeply rooted all over America, still deeply rooted in the North, still deeply rooted in the South. Now, this leads me to say something about another discussion that we hear a great deal, that is the so-called white backlash. I would like to honestly say to you that the white backlash is merely a new name for an old phenomenon. Not something that just came into being because shouts of black power or because Negroes engaged in riots and what, for instance. The fact is that the state of California voted a fair housing bill out of existence before anybody shouted black power or before anybody rioted in what. May well be the shouts of black power and riots in what and the Harlems and the other areas are the consequences of the white backlash rather than the cause of it. What it is necessary to see that there has never been a single solid monistic determined commitment on the part of the vast majority of white Americans. The whole question of civil rights and on the whole question of racial equality. This is something that truth impels all men of goodwill to admit. It is said on the Statue of Liberty that America is the home of exile. It doesn't take as long to realize that America has been the home of its white exiles from Europe. It has not evinced the same kind of maternal care and concern for its black exiles from Africa. It is no wonder that in one of his sorrow songs, the Negro could sing out, "Sometimes I feel like a motherless child." What great estrangement, what great sense of rejection caused the people to emerge with such a metaphor as they looked over their lives. What I'm trying to get across is that our nation has constantly taken a positive step forward on the question of racial justice and racial equality. But over and over again, at the same time, made certain backward steps. This has been the persistence of the so-called white backlash. In 1863, the Negro was freed from the bondage of physical slavery. But at the same time, the nation refused to give him land to make that freedom meaningful. And at that same period, America was giving millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest which meant that America was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor that would make it possible to grow and develop, refused to give that economic floor to its black peasant, so to speak. This is why Frederick Douglass could say that emancipation for the Negro was freedom to hunger, freedom to the winds and rains of heaven, freedom without roofs to cover their heads. Went on to say that it was freedom without bread to eat, freedom without land to cultivate, freedom and famine at the same time. It does not stop there. In 1875, the nation passed the Civil Rights Bill, refused to enforce it. 1964, the nation passed a weaker Civil Rights Bill. Even to this day, that bill has not been totally enforced in all of its dimensions. The nation heralded a new day of concern for the poor, for the poverty-stricken, for the disadvantaged, brought into being a poverty bill. But at the same time, it put such little money into the program that it was hardly and still remains hardly a good skirmish against poverty. White politicians in suburbs talk eloquently against open houses, and in the same breath contend that they are not racist. Now all of this and all of these things tell us that America has been backlashing on the whole question of basic fundamental rights for Negroes and other disadvantaged groups for more than 300 years. So these conditions, systems of widespread poverty, slums, and of tragic conditions in schools and other areas of life, all of these things have brought about a great deal of despair, great deal of disappointment and even bitterness in the Negro community. They all of our cities are huge problems. All of our cities are potentially crowded as a result of these conditions. Many in moments of anger, many in moments of riot. Let me say, as I've always said, I will always say that riots are socially destructive and self-destructive. I'm also convinced that non-violence is the most important thing to express myself in that struggle for freedom and justice. I feel that violence will only be more social problems than far, that in a real sense, practical for the Negro to take the mounting a violent revolution in the United States. So I will continue to condemn riots and continue to say that this is not a way to affirm that another way. But at the same time, it is as necessary for me as vigorous systemic conditions cause persons to feel that they can't be paid in my direction as it is in price. I think America must see riots do not develop out of fear. Certain conditions continue to exist in our society. It must be condemned as victory, as we condemn riots. In the final analysis, a riot is the length of the unheard. What is it that America has failed to hear the point that has questions over the last few years? Failed to hear the promise.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Open eyes.